This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Speaking of, not LeBron, but DeMar. DeMar had three steals, by the way. We keep talking about Kevin Herter and his blocks. Like, DeMar had three steals. De'Aaron had two steals. They were cooking yesterday.
Well, it goes back to what you said at the beginning of the show. Really good defensive effort from the Kings.
It felt like
regardless of who the opponent was, they were engaged on the defensive end, and it showed in deflections and steals and stops. I'm looking right now, the offensive rebounds. Yeah, I want them to be a little better. It was 12 offensive rebounds. It was 13 for the Lakers on Saturday. So I want them to change that a little bit. But
they gave up 12?
They gave up 12.
Oh, wow.
So, but the overall rebounds were a little closer. Actually, it's just literally a little closer because I think they were minus 8 in the Lakers game. They were minus 6 last night. They just looked more engaged and physical out there, even if the numbers don't totally match up on the rebounding aspect.
Yeah, and we talked a bit. I was going to segue into the way that the big three is playing. DeMar, De'Aaron, and Domas, those guys are. Will had posted the numbers to date, I think last night, for those three. 23 points, 11 rebounds, 6 assists for Domantas Sabonis, 22.3, 4 rebounds, 8 assists for De'Aaron Fox, 24 points, 4 rebounds, 2.7 assists, 2.3 steals for DeMar DeRozan. That's what those big three are putting out there right now. 320-plus point, like three comfortably 20-plus point per game scores. Domas continuing to do what he does on the boards and what he does passing the ball. And then you have De'Aaron, who I think is roughly, it's probably not quite two, it's probably about an assist and a half above what he did last year.
I'll take that three games into
the season.
Yeah, I'll take that. Would you say it's hard to – you know, it's three games in. You say they play good basketball? They won and two. They got two losses in there, so that kind of shades stuff a little bit. But would you say they play good basketball? I think they have played good basketball.
Yeah, I mean, you lose two games by, you know, 5 points, 6 points, whatever the total was, against two good teams. I mean, as it stands right now, the Lakers are a good basketball team. We believe Minnesota's a good basketball team.
If they clean up the runs in each of those games, you think
so? I'm glad that's
where I'm at.
What is that like?
If it was a 13-0 run and not 21,
in all seriousness, like,
you don't go scoreless the whole 21 points that the Lakers are scoring, however many it was, and you're not going, like, you're at least playing basketball. It's not just, the game just fell apart. Now it's just.
And what was it against Minnesota? 13? 14?
Might have been 13.
I think it was 13. They were up 12. 13 or 11 going into the fourth, I think. The beginning of the fourth, one of those.
Yeah.
It's like, I understand. Basketball is a game of runs, but it feels like teams have had big runs. I mean, even Portland did. Teams have had big runs against the Kings. I don't know if that's just basketball or what that is.
I think that's something you can clean up a little bit.
I mean, yeah, I think taking those two things, like, I'd say they played good basketball minus just those stretches right there. Because if you just play normal basketball or whatever, like, teams go on runs, but if you're just not extremely horrible like how they were, then you're probably 3-0.
Man.
And that's glass half full, glass half empty. I think that's encouraging, you know, more than it is frustrating, because it's something that's fixable. You know, I talk about this with the 49ers or whatever, and I look at the team. They're not incapable. They're not void of talent. Like the Portland Trailblazers, they just don't have enough talent to do what they – if they give up runs – you don't have enough talent to just not give up runs. Mm-hmm. Like, you're just going to get worked. I look at the Kings and I ask them to stop giving up those big time runs. You are capable. And if you, I don't want to say apply yourself because it's not as simple as that all the time, but if you stay locked in, stay connected, and make sure you don't give up those type of runs on a nightly basis, I think that changes your whole, the forecast of who you are as a team. Like Jesse said, you may be 3-0 if you have that level of focus, you know, on a night-to-night basis. So I think it's fixable. That's why I'm encouraged by it.
Okay. I mean, more than anything else, it's an opportunity for the Sacramento Kings, for the coaching staff, and for the Kings fan base just to kind of exhale for a second. Yeah. Okay. Again, it's good to get that. I think De'Aaron said it three different times. It's, and shout out poor Morgan, who I don't think to this day has heard a word that De'Aaron said in that in that post game interview last night. Shout out Morgan. I know that.
Then they all just stopped talking because they were about to.
Well, I think De'Aaron was answering, and then it's like 3, 2, 1. And De'Aaron, like, the camera's not on him, so De'Aaron is just silent, letting the, and then he returns with absolutely zero emotion and continues talking. Yeah, but shout out Morgan, who,
yeah, shout out Mo.
But he said a couple of times that they how desperate they were to get that win. I think Malik talked about playing better at home. Like, he was like, yeah, we weren't very good at home last year, so to be able to get a win at home, kind of set things right, kind of just get that first one over with. Like, that was what it's good to get the first one over with. Yeah. And now it's just kind of that, like, okay, I know it's not, I joked about it yesterday, I wasn't being serious, but like, you know, 5 preseason games. You've played 7 basketball games and haven't won any. Mm-hmm. Like, you're a competitor. Like, you might not be sweating it, but you see it and you recognize it. And it's right. Like, we got it. We're good. Now, for the first time this year, we're headed out onto the road. Mm-hmm. Not a little quick trip to Southern California. We're headed out on the road.
All over the, going and, out of the country.
Yeah, and there are people, I think Hammer says it yesterday. I think Mark Jones said it on the broadcast. This might be the best thing for them.
Yeah.
Get out there on the road, work through some things together, and take advantage of the schedule you have, to Absolutely. Be honest.
That's just what it is. And I know, you know, we try to show respect and, you know, not down any teams, because the Kings still got a ways to go before they're part of the upper echelon. But I don't think there's anything wrong with saying, because we had a lot of lofty expectations and predictions for the Kings this year. I'll speak for myself. I did. Yeah, you should go out on these road trips and beat a Toronto, beat a Utah. Atlanta might be a toss-up. Miami might be a toss-up. But when Toronto comes back here, you should beat them. If you're one of those teams, you look at this road trip and the game coming back against Toronto, it's like, all right, this is where we rack up some wins. You know what I mean? It doesn't have to be 5-0 or whatever, but this is, starting with Portland, this is where we rack up some wins. And start it 0-2. Let's get 2 or 3 games over 500 after this situation.
If it's like a 6-game road trip, because I think it's kind of built the Kings too, but it's a 6-game road trip, it needs to be 5-1 rather than, like Casey said, like 3-3 and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Like, just things like that. Like, now if you're going to take that next step to be in that top team, like, that's just the expectation, honestly.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's the next thing, right? Like, beating Portland is great. If you can get back-to-back wins against Portland and Utah, that's great too. Like, you know, I don't want to go so far as to say, well, at some point we're going to have to see you beat some good teams. No, that's true. Mm-hmm. That's 100% true. But also, if you hit the road and you come away with a positive road trip here, a 4-0, 3-1 road trip, that's showing something too.
Absolutely.
Because we did this last year where, you know, you go out against Washington, Detroit, whoever, and we're like, yeah, they're coming back 2-2 or 3-2. Mm. It's like, yeah, this didn't go the way that we thought. Like, there's a lot of things that they can do to show growth from what they were, not just last year, but the year prior.
Yeah.
Because that's what I'm looking at. I want them to be even better than they were the year before.
That's the
last
goal, right?
Right, you know what I mean? Of course.
We're trying to eclipse 48 wins or first round playoff exit. Like, we want to be one of those top teams in the Western Conference. And like you said, you have to exceed not only what you did last year, but what you did 2 years ago when you were a good team. So, yeah, you can make I said it yesterday, and I still feel the same way. What they do in this six-game stretch says more to me than what happened in the first two games.
Mm-hmm.
First two games are just kind of good basketball games.
Mm-hmm.
I need to see this. This will show me that they're headed in the right direction if they handle this the right way.
Mm-hmm. We'll come back. We'll take a look around the rest of the association, because if you think it's just the Kings that are getting off to a – what does that start? Mm. Look around the league, man. Mm. There's some weird records out there. And some of us may hold some L's over them.
Mm.
Cee-Lo and KC brought to you by Sky River Casino, where we will be live on November 11th for the first time ever. It's not just Cee-Lo and KC Live. It is the Insiders in Cee-Lo and KC Live.
Ooh.
November 11th. Yes, that is Veterans Day. It's a holiday. It's a day off. Come hang out at 32 Brew Street inside Sky River Casino. We'll be with you all day from 10 to 4. Leading right into a 5 o'clock tip for the Sacramento Kings and the San Antonio Spurs. So make your plans to be with us. Sky River Casino, 32 Brew Street, November 11th. We'll come back. We'll take a look around the league here. Cee-Lo and KC brought to you by Sky River Casino and Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320. Come back. I'm trying to look something up, Jesse.
Well, look, I'm going to give you something else to do because I need some air horns.
She did. Oh, she was an assistant on the Fever. She hasn't coached the Fever. She was an assistant. No, she did. She did coach the Fever in 2015-16. She must have been an interim coach.
She's back at it.
Yeah. Okay.
Air
horns?
Yeah.
Yep.
Happy birthday to our girl Kim, a.k.a.
Absolutely.
Lil Kim. Big ups. Kim turned 22.
Do you know that she texted us at the exact moment you did that?
Really?
Yeah, no, look at the text though.
The hell?
No, read the text. On, this is what see. She no, that's on. This is what she sent us.
What?
I'm not even comfortable reading that out loud.
All right. Hey, standing ovation. Let's go. Welcome back. Hey, welcome back. Welcome back. Beth is back.
I love Kimberly. She met a new friend at the driving range, and I'm just going to leave it at that. I'll leave it at that. She was out at Top Golf yesterday.
I saw that. I was like, hey, man, I need to go to Top Golf.
So now, wait a minute. Hold on a second. Is Kimberly at the driving range, or is she at Top Golf?
She's probably at Top Golf.
Okay. She thinks she's at the driving range.
Yeah. All right. Although she did say she was getting, like, lessons.
Oh, is she?
Yeah.
Okay.
So maybe she is at a real... real driving range. I mean, not that Top Golf isn't, but.
Well, it's not. I mean, it is, but it's not.
It is, though. It just, it allows you to have different ways that you can play. It allows you to have different ways that you can, like, play at the driving range, but it is a driving range. You can just do regular driving range stuff there.
All right. Well, that's fine. I've only been the one time when we were bamboozled to go. Yeah, absolutely.
You guys were low-key like paid guests that day.
We were what?
Like paid guests.
No, we absolutely were.
For like a frat's party.
I ain't never been played.
That was a frat get-together where they paid you guys to like just, hey, what's up?
Yeah,
we're dealing with KC.
Yeah, no, we got played by one of our own people. Just absolute, like, oh, no, this is absolutely the Dillon KC anniversary party. Hey, big shout-out to Kepa 5, woof, woof. Bro,
look, this is crazy. I didn't even know what that friend was. No disrespect.
No, I don't know
no
who they
disrespect.
Were either.
I ain't never heard of that one. That
like, why are y'all here? Either. Better yet, why are we here? Centering the whole party around McQueen and Luke Belair and all that. Oh, yeah, they don't serve that there.
Oh, that's dope, man. That's
no, this cool. is great.
That's good. No, it's fine.
Damien. No, this is great. It's
freaking fantastic. We're so happy that you're here with us. I told y'all before, I'm not a fighter. I'm a grown-ass man.
Yeah.
But that dude has got one coming to him. If his bitch ass ever walks through that door again, it's like, hey, you're welcome here, but you're going to get your ass beat one time.
You're going to have to wear this real quick, bro.
You owe Kenny and I about $2,000
each. You got to wear... You get two fists, or you give me $2,000? Which one?
If we, y'all would bug out if we told you that story. Yeah. Yeah. Give me my $2,000 and get your ass whooped. That dude. Oh, my God, man. Unbelievable.
That was crazy.
Absolutely nuts.
I thought he was rocking with us, too. I thought he was rocking, man. And then the math started not mathing. I was like, oh, man. Man.
Yeah. This game is weird, man. This game is weird.
Shout out to Florin High School out there, career day. Telling them to get into the field of radio, baby.
Well, hey, if you're getting into radio, get into pop. Like, that's where you make money. Yeah. If I had just followed Kenny's advice, if I had just been a pop DJ, yeah, like Kenny told everybody I was.
D-Lo and KC here. Hey, Avril Lavigne coming up next.
It's either that or have someone who makes more money than you on the other side.
But you should have heard Kevin this morning.
They have a
bit that Kyle did, the fun delivered thing where they open packages.
Oh, they got more?
Yeah, so I don't know how this works.
I need to be a part of one of those, man.
So, well, I would have given anything for you to be a part of the one this morning. I don't know where they get these packages. I don't know how this whole thing works, but it's basically packages that get returned and don't get delivered.
Yeah.
Like, they just sit somewhere.
I think they're, like, unclaimed or something.
Yeah, right? Yeah. So, during each week, they each go pick one. Mm-hmm. And then they, you know, open them up, and whoever gets the best pack, oh, Katie won this week, Gavin won this week, whatever. Kevin, you have to hear this, and I need to see it because they filmed this for Instagram, and I haven't seen it filmed.
Okay.
Kevin opened a sex toy. So, it's one thing. It's one thing if Katie opens it, right?
Man.
It's one thing if Gavin opens it. Kevin opened it, and Kevin was so perplexed because Katie saw it right away. That's a sex toy. And as the bit evolved and everybody realized it was.
Oh, man.
It was a sex toy for a man. The whole.
Wow.
I'm on the line of the other side of this building. It's kind of wild. I don't go past Studio 3.
Yeah, this place is different. Yeah, the end is that show is so different than this one.
What's going on over there? I don't know.
Yeah. See, I don't see the video. I thought they said the video was up. I need
might be on OnlyFans.
Well, the old little OF.
Was supposed to be.
It was supposed to be.
No, I need to see this video.
That was a little OF.
Oof, man. Kevin is the funniest dude in the building, though. Kevin on the radio is the funniest dude in the entire building.
He is hilarious.
Yeah, he absolutely is.
So the Kings won yesterday.
Can you imagine if we did that in here and James opened up that package?
Oh, man.
Because it would.
I can't. You know, it'd be the greatest video of all time.
Because it's not funny if one of us does it. Like, whatever. But if James opens it, it'd be the greatest.
Oh, man.
Well, as Drew Down says, the Kings pounded the Blazers last night.
Well, okay. Okay.
We're back.
Oh, man. Good.
Well, Paolo Banchero had himself a night.
Oh, man. Jesus.
Yeah, Paolo Banchero had himself a night last night. 50, ooh. 13, and 9. I think he was at, you called it out at the half?
Yeah, 37.
Yeah, 37 at the half.
Wow.
Yeah, and your Orlando Magic are 3-1.
And your Indiana Pacers are 1-3.
Man, we ain't talk about it.
Yeah.
But we all saw it.
I was right there. Might have had it. He was in a lineup. He was in a lineup that night. That's how it really was on my radar. He was in a lineup.
That boy put up nothing.
Yeah, it hasn't been great.
That dude put up nothing. Oh, man.
That can't happen.
Ty.
On the next season of Starting Five, by the way.
The new lineup is out. It's
lineup is cool.
KD, yeah. Harden, Shea, SGA, yep. Jalen Brown, and Tyrese.
There it is. Thank you. Thank you.
Did you said it was Harden's on there, right?
James Harden.
I wonder what James Harden life is like.
That'll be fun, just given Kawhi's not there, so it's like, hey, James Harden's team right
I'm
here.
I'm curious.
I think James Harden is going to be ironically hilarious.
He's either – so they've got to find – so, no, I guess they don't. Every – Domas, Jimmy, Tatum had to – everybody had, like, a – there was a personal story. Mm. Get you off the court. I don't know the personal story for any of those guys. I mean, obviously, they're going to – you know, SGA is going to pick out outfits and shop and do all that stuff. What's – KD gonna do?
KD's interesting.
I don't think we know anything about Kevin Durant,
which may be interesting in itself.
He's also just like a
mom, Wanda.
Yeah, she'll be around.
He's interesting just because he's different too. Like he's just a pure basketball guy or whatever. Like I don't think he'll be boring on the show. He'll probably be
no. I don't think so either. I'm just like, what are like we can learn stuff about these guys?
Maybe he's just
like,
the LeBron of this season,
Jalen. No, but Bron's
the older player.
I think
he might be
the Bron role, maybe. I think SGA might be he might end up being the Justin Jefferson Ant-Man. Because he's going to pop on the screen with clothes and some glasses.
Yeah.
And it's going to be like, oh, this dude, he a star. I think SGA might be on that one. I'm really interested to see what James Harden's life is like.
He's either going to come off as misunderstood, or it's going to be like, "Yep, that's James Harden."
Okay,
so this is going to be so ridiculous; it's going to be funny.
This is crazy, but in relation to series one,
Stop.
Does Tyrese wind up being Domas?
See,
he doesn't have kids.
I don't think Jalen Brown might be.
Well, I feel like Jalen. What they might do with him is his activism.
True.
I don't know. This is interesting. Jimmy might be, or James might be Jimmy.
That's a good call.
I don't know.
They got a good.
This is a good cast, though.
They got a good group.
This is a good cast. Did you ever finish Starting Five?
No, I'm waiting for my son. I'm about to just go.
Yeah, I'll be waiting. Like
actually,
this.
He's about to be out of school, so we'll watch it during then.
I can't be mad because I don't know when I would have finished it if I had not been on my deathbed the day that it dropped. Literally saw all 10 episodes right out the gate.
All right, they covered about 3 minutes, but yeah, Tyrese is not playing well.
That's right.
Jesse, keeping us back on schedule. Yeah. Get us back on topic.
I tried, but yeah.
Yeah, Tyrese stinks right now. The Pacers stink right now. That prediction looks awful right now.
So let me ask you this.
Go ahead.
Let me ask you and Jesse this. Do you think the jig is up with Indiana?
I do not.
That whole scoring, but we ain't going to play no defense.
No.
Okay.
I don't think so either. I think they'll be fine in the long run. I don't know if it's expectations or what. Like Tyrese is honestly supposed to be the guy now.
We're four games into this. Like I mean, Tyrese putting up a goose egg is wild. But... No, you weren't as high on them as I think Jesse and I were both higher on them.
I could see an Eastern Conference Finals run from them.
You're not buying them.
I think they're a top 16.
Okay.
I think at the time I thought Cleveland was going to be better. Clearly, right now they're looking good, and I think it was going to be between them and Orlando for like five or something like that. And I think that's still the same. I think they're a top 16. Tyrese is right now. He's 14 and 5 assists. He's going to be more so around 19 and 10 probably. You know, once he gets his legs under him, I think they'll be fine. But something does look a little off so far.
Well, let's stay with that.
I've watched
then.
Like all their games. Mm-hmm. The game that they won, Detroit almost. Detroit has had the most competitive 0-4 start than maybe I've ever seen.
Hmm.
They probably should have beat the Pacers to start the season. Kay Cunningham going crazy.
Yeah, yeah, he is. Dame Lillard started the season dropping 30, getting everybody's attention in a Bucks victory. The Bucks then proceeded to lose the next three games that they played. So they, like the Indiana Pacers, are 0-3 right now. Or 1-3, excuse me. They're 1-3 right now. They lost to Chicago. Brooklyn, question mark?
That one can't happen.
And Boston.
That's Chicago.
All on the road.
Brooklyn,
yeah, Chicago was at home. They lost to Brooklyn and Boston on the road. They got Memphis Thursday night, excuse me.
Which come off a loss to Chicago. Chicago's like 2-2 or something like that.
And then back-to-back games against your Cleveland Cavaliers, who never lost. They 4-0 right now.
They are. They hooping.
Jesse?
Good for them. I would like to see it come playoff time. Like, I don't know. Like, all right, so are you picking them to beat the Knicks?
They beat them last night.
And they did.
A seven-game series? We'll go around the room right now.
No, I'm not. Jesse is to the...
I think they have a second-round ceiling, maybe Eastern Conference Finals, where they play the right teams.
Jesse is to the Cavs what I am to the Packers. Is that accurate?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think so.
I'm like, the Packers are cool. Like, they're good, but I don't take them seriously. I think he feels the same way.
I was just been waiting on the Cavs to just make a move to kind of just take him over to the next level. Maybe it's just Evan Mobley,
Donovan,
internal development and all
it.
That. No, because even with Donovan, they've just kind of been stagnant a bit.
They should go get Brandon Ingram.
If Evan Mobley takes another step, then maybe that's different or whatever. And I could see something there, but I just feel like they haven't taken the next step that they've needed to like really put them over the top. They're a good team.
I mean, four games in. Point differential, by the way, of 16.7, but maybe underestimated them a little bit. Maybe.
Yeah, they're pretty good. They're doing a little better than I thought. Thank you, brother.
I'm sure that's appropriate temperature too. Thank you, Kyle.
Yeah,
thank you. This is terrific. This is 100% what we were hoping for. Thank you, Kyle. Who, for those who are just tuning in, I had coffee for all of us delivered to DoorDash by Uber Eats that Kyle had to go pick up from my house because I'm an idiot. Is that the wrong thing?
I don't know what this is.
Oh, this is yours. Yeah, sure. No, stand by, everybody. It's good. It's fine. This is fine. This is a great goddamn show. I'm going to tell you that right now. This is a great show.
Just doesn't stop today, I
nope.
guess.
Nope. Just informing people one at a time what day of the week it is. It's terrific. And the great part about this is we got a whole other show to screw up after this one. This is what happens when you let Amin Elassan deliver your coffee.
He's terrible. He's terrible. I don't even know where that guy is right now, to be honest with you.
I don't know. People finally got... Okay. I'm going to have to mute Kimberly because she's doing a lot out there at the driving range.
Why am I not getting alerts?
Well, it's better that you don't.
Oh, wait a minute.
It's better that you don't. She knows we're trying to work here. And this show is just gone to hell. Can we just run it back now?
At the music?
Do we really have to go all the way until 4?
You want to run it back? We can.
Well, yeah, you want to air this again? My God. We mentioned this earlier, the Suns.
I was going to say one thing before we left Milwaukee.
Yeah, yeah.
The interesting thing about them is you look at that game last night. Obviously, they're going up against the Boston Celtics, so it's a little different. But Giannis and Dame, 30 and 33 apiece.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, it wasn't like, somebody not showing up for them.
Yeah.
They may not have the supporting cast to be competitive on a nightly basis. Now, once again, that's going up against the Boston Celtics. So
I feel great about that prediction, to be honest. Milwaukee, not.
You got them not in the top six, right?
I got them top six-ish. I wouldn't be surprised if they were playing. Like, Dame and Giannis are still trying to figure it out together, I think. Like, yeah,
they
they're playing
well,
but I mean, like, the team itself and just building that.
the Suns send the Lakers to their first loss. So just like you talked about with Dame and Giannis, 63 from KD and Book in that one. They got the dub. It was, as they said in airtime, tight one all the way.
Well, like we talked about, LeBron didn't want to play basketball last night. He's like, I did what I had to do against the Kings. Now I'm good.
It's very nice of
you. So let me ask you a question. Did you see like how the game played out or whatever? Like towards the end at least.
Yeah, I saw the end.
So you saw LeBron had to miss the free throw to try and get it back on it. Mm-hmm. If LeBron had 9 points at that point, do you think he misses the free throw?
Oh, don't do that. Don't
Jesse,
do that.
If he has nine points, do you think he misses the free throw?
Don't do that.
I don't know. I don't know what my answer is.
I'm not going to disrespect nobody.
He misses the free throw.
Does he do the thing where he shoots it and makes it? It's like, dang, I meant to miss.
Man, why do you hate LeBron, bro? What did LeBron do to you?
So much hate. A lot of hate in this show.
What did LeBron James do to you?
I hate when the players do that. When they're clearly supposed to miss and they make it. And it's not even like, I threw it up in the air and it happened to fall in. No, they shoot a regular free throw and make it. I'm like, dang, man. Hey.
Sorry, guys.
LeBron is, it's crazy. I was watching the game time or whatever on NBA TV. His double digit streak is like, it's like, I don't want to exaggerate, but isn't like 1600 games. The next closest is like 800. I think it's Michael Jordan, like 800.
For those that aren't following the story of this game, LeBron had like 11 points yesterday.
Yeah, he had 11, and he's got a streak of scoring 10 or more. And I think it's either 1,200 or 1,600 games. I can't remember. It's something
it's 1,200 and, well, that might not be current. It might be 1,226. That might be the number.
I think that's what it was, what I saw last night. But I only ask because remember when he hurt his ankle and he made a three before he he could barely walk. He took the three, though, and it was like, all right, come get me. The three got him to, like, 11 points.
What's funny is, does that include playoffs or no?
I don't think it does.
I'm always fascinated how they don't include the playoffs. Because LeBron plays so many damn playoff games, that streak probably really is, like, 1,500.
That's a good question. This will be exaggerating. Do you think he played... Because the second person, I think, is Jordan in like 800 games.
866, games. Yep.
You think LeBron has more, like the double-digit streak in the postseason is up there with Jordan? Is that too many games?
No, because LeBron, I think, has played 3.5 seasons worth of postseason games.
It's still crazy how many games.
And I assume he's done double digits in all of those.
Yeah.
So he wouldn't get to 866.
He's probably like 300 playoff games or something.
Yeah, he might be, let me see if I can expand this a little bit. He might be top five. Well, Kevin Durant is actually 562. His isn't active. His was 562.
LeBron has played 287 playoff games.
My guess is he has 287 games in double digits.
That'd be my guess, too.
And that would put him.
What about Deshaun Stevenson?
It'd put him at 15. What?
Didn't he score 8 in one game?
Deshaun got him one time?
In the Mavericks series, didn't he score single digits one time?
Did he?
Oh, I thought. That J.J. Barea game.
I think there's one in there. I think there's one.
But he had a 10 point triple double. Maybe it's 10.
Drew Down says 8 versus Dallas. So yeah, he threw that in there.
Ooh.
LeBron James.
People never forget LeBron.
LeBron James has scored fewer than 10 points 10 times in his career. Year 22, right? 21, 22?
22, yeah.
This is the regular season in the playoffs. His last...
Oh, it is 8 points.
His last single-digit scoring game was a 7-point performance in Game 5 of the 2014 Eastern Conference Finals.
The hell happened there?
He famously scored, or infamously scored, just 8 points in game four of the 2011 NBA Finals. For his career, James has more 50-point games in the regular season and the playoffs than games with fewer than 10 points. 15 to 10. That's amazing.
And that Dallas, that's tough for my boy Bron. That's tough. Game one, he had 24. We can live with that. Then he goes 20, 17, 8, 17.
It was bad.
That's tough for my boy.
That was Dallas?
Yeah. Triple-double in the last game, though. Mm. 3 of 11. That's the crazy thing. Like when you talk about LeBron scoring 8 points, you only took 11 shots in NBA Finals. LeBron James, you should be taking 11 shots in a quarter. JJ yelled at him last night to shoot the ball. Did you see that?
Mm-mm.
It was like a shot clock violation or whatever. And JJ, LeBron, shoot the effing ball.
Okay, coach. No, JJ's done a good job.
Yeah.
JJ's done a good job. He got to 10 points last night with a minute 58 left, which gave him the opportunity to miss the free throw because he was already at 10 points. I take it back. He doesn't miss the free throw. I take it back. He doesn't miss
it. Ah.
No chance. Bron ain't going to miss that free throw.
That's a crazy 1,200.
No way. That's insane.
Second is, which Jordan at 8-something?
Yeah, 866.
Wow.
Trista Crick joins us at the top of the 2 o'clock hour. Plus, checking for the haters. Checking for the haters.
What you saying?
We'll explain. Steelo and KC here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. All right, Trista Crick coming up at the top of the 2 o'clock hour. Some things we didn't get to yesterday.
Real quick, shout out to Elijah Hicks. He's listening to the show. Big up to E. Hicks.
Where in the world is Elijah Hicks?
Probably on a beach somewhere.
Probably. And not like a regular beach.
No, like
one that normal people can't get on.
Well. Aren't those the tropical ones? The tropical ones are always like white
sand.
Huh?
Yeah, those are the Caribbean beaches.
Yeah, yeah.
Fire, turquoise water. Lord have mercy. Mm. Ain't nothing like it. My God.
It's different than the one downtown.
It is not the same. It is not the same. Trista Crick coming up at the top of the 2 o'clock hour. A couple of things we didn't get to yesterday we're touching on here real quick is Coach Prime and Colorado is bowl eligible.
Come on, man. 6-2 on the season, bowl eligible. They have an outside shot. I think right now they're fourth in the conference, but they have an outside shot of playing for the Big 12 championship, which would put them in the college football playoff if they won the Big 12 championship. Hell of a season from Coach Prime in Colorado. And I heard a lot of people at the beginning of the season talking about how sorry Colorado was, how overrated Coach Prime is as a coach and recruiter, and this is going to be the worst team in the Big 12 and all this other stuff. And here they are 6-2, and they look like they're getting better every week. Mm-hmm. They're getting better every single week. They beat up on Cincinnati, who I think Cincinnati came to that game 5-2 as well. But, man, big ups to them. There was something that I saw that I want to ask you about, and Jesse. Did you see Deion Sanders talk about how Shador should be in the Heisman conversation and he's not because he's my son? And did you see that?
I didn't see that. I didn't see that. Why would Shador not be in the – why is he not in the conversation? Well, it's a media thing. Yeah, I got you.
Deion saying they be hating on him. And they use his son or the hype that his son gets and all this other stuff. Shador should be, you talk about conversation, you talk top five. He should be top five. Absolutely.
Oh, easy.
Top five. He's had a great season. And I don't know if he's always there. You know, there are other guys out there. There's obviously Travis Hunter. There's my man, I'm forgetting the running back's name from Boise State. Who's
GNT, Ashton GNT, I think.
Yeah, he's the truth. But Shador should be right there. And I think he gets overlooked. I think there is some validity to what Deion is saying. I think he gets overlooked. And he's a quarterback. Usually, if a quarterback is having the season that Shador Sanders is having, he's usually for sure in there as a top candidate. But it's hit or miss sometimes.
Should he be above Cam Ward?
Probably not, because they're not undefeated. Cam Ward, he's playing, you know, for a national championship at this point.
I think Cam Ward, the running back from Boise, and then Travis Hunter, that's top three, I think.
I think that's top three for sure. And I think Shador is probably there, four or five somewhere. I don't know who the other person would be, but top five for sure. Whoever gets them in the bowl game, like whatever bowl gets Colorado, thank your lucky stars. That's gonna be major, and I don't know if they can. They might be favored in the rest of their games this year. They got four left. The teams ahead of them, like the Iowa States and BYU, they might just win out and play each other in a Big 12 championship game. So they might. I say all that to say they might not make one of those big time New Year's Day bowls, but the Pulsetta Bowl or whatever, like. The Jimmy Kimmel Bowl, oh, yeah, it's going to be popping for you. You're getting Colorado up in there. You're going to get a primetime slot. You're going to have a lot of people at the game. It's going to be a good look, whoever gets them.
Do you
Duke's Mayo Bowl, whoever it is.
Ugh.
You ain't paying. It's always, pouring mayo.
Yeah,
on
no, they're not going to that bowl for so many reasons. They're not going to that.
It
bowl.
It might be Alamo Bowl. That'd be a good one for them. Or the Holiday Bowl. That'd be good too.
Yeah, just not the Mayo Bowl.
And P Dub. Yeah, I think. Yeah, Jimmy Kimmel Bowl is a real bowl.
How do we get a bowl, Rich? From anywhere in the chat, we need to deal on KC Bowl. How do we get a bowl? We talk to sales?
Yeah, do that. Go tell New Aaron we want a college bowl named after us. Go tell New Aaron that. He's here, I think. Go let him know.
New Aaron's here today?
I think so. I know he was. I talked to him earlier. he was at the game last night.
He was. I got a text from old Aaron.
So did I.
You at the game?
No.
So now I'm not hearing it. Then, like, Malik did something. He said, "Monk, did you see that?"
Old Aaron is a very funny texter, especially when it comes to the Kings.
That's my guy.
I text him with a little bit of an attitude, too. He's like, "Are you at the arena?" I'm like, "No, man, we meet with Complex. I just left your studio. It's 7 o'clock. You're out there having fun at the game. I just left work." No, but have a good time. That's what I was thinking. I didn't type all of that.
Nah.
Be there in 15 bucks.
Typed it all out. Deleted it. Nah. Not there, dog.
But,
well, he said, I met Aaron in the Tribal Chief last night.
Oh, what?
There you go. There you go.
How did that happen?
Who knows?
How did he even know who they were?
I don't know. I don't know. Aaron walked around with the ones up. We didn't talk about Dwayne Wade's statue yesterday.
Oh, man. Hey, all right, let's just ask the question right
well,
now.
Well, wait a minute. Did you see the Twitter investigation?
No.
That wasn't the first time Dwayne Wade saw it.
Yeah, no, he's been, he had,
he was a part of it.
Yeah,
like he was
influencing it, I guess.
Yeah, like he saw it.
He'd been to,
like,
the factory where they were making it.
He knew
times.
What it looked like.
Yes. He was like,
it was
oh,
all
yeah.
over his stories.
Like, this looks great. Yeah.
So was he like showing his not disgust, but being upset early, and we didn't like read the tweets? We didn't know what he was tweeting about?
No. It's on his Instagram story. Like, he's in, like, he was in front of the statue as it was being made, pointing it out, like, smiling, like, looking
at it.
Was
he happy? Like,
he looked happy.
Okay.
He looked happy. The Twitter detectives got him. They're like, hey, don't be mad at anybody. Dwayne Wade approved all of this. When they said it looked like the guy who throwing the damn towel.
Yeah, from Apollo, Apollo's coach.
That's not Louis Gossett Jr.
No, he was just known for that role, but I forgot
his name. In the damn towel! Oh, Dwayne Wade.
Paul Pierce said it looked like Tony Allen.
Oh, that's funny.
He texted a picture of it to Tony Allen and said, is this you?
Yeah, that statue. Is that the worst statue we've ever seen? The Ronaldo one is pretty bad.
Ronaldo one doesn't count. That one's disrespectful. That one was
I don't
on
know
purpose.
Why they have him looking
yeah,
like.
That was like Ronaldo and Shrek.
That one is tough. This D-Wade one is pretty bad. And we talked about it a little bit yesterday. Why can't we get this right here in 2024?
The statue?
Yeah, like there doesn't seem to be any good ones.
Well, we don't have a machine that does this.
Well, how does WWE do those action figures to look the way that they look and they can't get the statue right?
I mean, the statues are awful. They're not even close. Why are we not even close?
I don't know. What are you getting hot at me for? I'm not an artist. Dude, I have no idea. The Ronaldo one is really bad, though.
That one is tough, man. They got him looking crazy.
I feel bad for the sculptor people, too. Like their faces, like they know, like, everyone thinks this sucks.
Well, and, like...
Like, everyone thinks we are trash at what we do. Like, the Miami Heat, this was great. We were so excited. Everyone thinks we suck.
Well, how about the Kobe guy who worked so hard on the statue, and then there was, like, 10 typos in the box score?
That's the editor's fault. We know that.
Come on, man! Oh, I got to make sure we got everything right here. Yeah, you're going to spell Zubac's name wrong or whoever it was.
I would hate the NBA forever if I was those people that made that statue. Like, I would never make another NBA player again.
How do we get these who made wrong? This is always something every time for the last 15 years.
What team has the little mini statues again?
The Sixers. Yeah. The Sixers. Stupid. Like, they're not even statues, bro. These are little figures.
They gave him the like Mike.
Remember when they used to make WWE like thumb wrestlers?
Exactly. Let's go with the little WWE ring I just bought.
Yeah.
Allen Iverson versus Hulk Hogan in a little bit.
Yeah, that's terrible.
That's tough. So are we getting any statues here? Chris would be the one, huh?
Chris would be the only, like, you know who might get a statue is, like, Jerry or G-Man might get a statue.
Understandable.
Is Chris, like, the king? Like, the French? Like, the guy?
I think so.